Parshas Truma, Dvamachos Tov Shinun Beis. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they left wealthy. First, they asked for the valuables of the Egyptians, who, as we know, were happy to give them away as long as the Bnei Yisrael would leave and the plagues would end. And then afterwards, the wealth of the Egyptians who were drowned at Kriyas Yamsuf was gathered. The result, the Medrash says, there wasn't a single member of Yisrael that didn't have with him 90 Libyan donkeys laden with the silver and gold of Mitzrayim. It's a lot of gold, a lot of silver. When we come to our Parshas Truma, the contributions to the building of the Mishkan, we find that the Torah tells us that the Yidden gave gold, silver, and copper. So the question that the Rebbe asks over here is, why begin with gold? The more copper and more silver were given, so why not go in order of the quantity? And if you're going to say in the order of rarity, so then the precious stones should come first, because the verse continues with the precious stones. So put the precious stones as the most rare thing, and after that gold, which is less rare, and after that silver. Why say gold, silver, and copper going down from rare to more common, and then mentioning the precious stones, which are the most rare? and not every member of Bnei Yisrael possessed these precious stones. So the Rebbe proceeds to answer the question in this way, that the gold, silver, and copper appear first because everyone had these substances to contribute. And gold, being the most precious of the metals that everyone had, of the substances that everyone had, this appears first. More than that, we find a lesson that Rebbe points out that every Yid possesses, we could call it the gold standard of serving Hashem. A Yid is supposed to serve Hashem for his own sake. It's called Lishma. Not for personal benefit. Nonetheless, Chazal say that even if one is not holding on the level of Lishma, at least he should serve Hashem lo Lishma. Not for Hashem's own sake, meaning he could do it for a reward, or he could do it to avoid punishment. Why is that permissible? Because this will lead him to eventually reach the level of Lishma. Mitoch lo Lishma, ba Lishma. And then the Rebbe says like this. The Rambam explains, therefore, when one is teaching children and women and those lacking in spiritual refinement, Amei Aretz, one teaches them to serve out of fear, etc., until their knowledge will increase and they will become wiser, until they will grasp and serve Hashem from love. The reason is that from within, Lo Yilishma, meaning what is inside the service of Hashem in a way of Lo Yilishma, is Lishma. Inside the Lo Yilishma is Lishma. That's what the Rebbe says. The level of serving Hashem Lishma, the level of gold, is really found by every Jew. Some of us have it revealed, while in others it is still concealed, and all the levels in between. But, in his essence, every Jew is wealthy, meaning it is inherently his. To be wealthy in essence, Be'etzim means it's inherently his, it's not something received from another source. Furthermore, a person's material wealth comes from the spiritual wealth that a Yid inherently possesses. Why is this so? Because, as the Rebbe says, even on the lowest levels in the world that in its external aspect appears as a concealment on godliness, he is connected to the Holy One, Blessed Be He. This inherent connection with the Eibishter is what makes every Jew rich, both spiritually and materially. So what does this mean for us? So the Rebbe says, quoting the Rebbe, every single member of Yisrael needs to be in a state of wealth, both spiritually and materially. Wealth in the simple sense. More than that, not only that he needs this, but every single member of Yisrael has the wealth in actuality. Even if it is not found in a revealed state in physicality, this is not because it doesn't exist, chas v'shalom, but rather because the Yid needs to reveal it through his own effort. It is certain that the Eibishter blesses every single member of Yisrael with wealth of gold materially and spiritually. From this we immediately see an instruction that a Jew needs to make an effort to be wealthy in actuality in all of his matters, beginning with spiritual wealth. There is no rich person except in knowledge, and Osher Ela B'Das, to be wealthy in Torah and mitzvahs, until even material wealth, so that he can fulfill Torah and mitzvahs with peace of mind and comfortably, and so that he can give abundant tzedakah and fulfill mitzvahs in the most preferred manner, behidur, and take advantage of this wealth in order to make his private home a dwelling place and mikdash for Hashem. So this means, since every Yid is in essence spiritually wealthy, and since material wealth derives from spiritual wealth, then if he will reveal his spiritual wealth to being rich in Torah and mitzvahs, then it will follow that he will be materially wealthy as well. And I will bring as a hoisofa from Lukutei Sichas, volume 1, page 289, a sikh about Lag BaOmer, when we're talking about wealth in the sikhs of Devar Malchus, the sikhs for Yemos Mashiach. So over there, the Rebbe says, what wealth in the time to come. The Rebbe says, the miraculous event performed by Rashbi of valley filled with golden dinars is that it occurred for Rashbi's Talmidim, who were still on a level of Golas. The proof, they were troubled by material matters, because what happened? A colleague who went abroad and returned wealthy, they were questioning, what are they doing? So the Rebbe says, whereas in the future it will be completely irrelevant to be troubled by such things, as the Rambam states that the longing of the sages for the days of Mashiach is not because of material abundance, since at that time they will be satisfied with a little. So the wealth that the Rebbe is blessing us for is wealth for the sake of Torah mitzvahs and tzedakah, and what we can do with it to bring Mashiach. And let's be revealing it Baruchnias, and we'll see it Begashmias. Yechi HaMelech HaMashiach.